The Torah tells us in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yudalid, Lifnei Iver lo sitein michshol. We're not supposed to put a stumbling block before a blind person. And in addition to the literal and simple understanding of this pasuk, not to in any way intentionally trip or cause to fall someone who can't see for him or herself, someone who's vulnerable because they are blind, Torah Shebaal Peh, Chazal, add two additional layers of meaning. Number one, as Rashi quotes, is that there's such a thing as being a suma b'davar. In other words, you're ignorant about a certain matter, you're blind to the facts, and you ask someone else for advice, someone who you know to be knowledgeable and an expert in that area. If that person gives you advice, which is not entirely based on what he or she sincerely thinks is best for you, but in fact has some ulterior motive, like what's best for him, then that is a violation of Lifnei Iver lo sitein michshol. Because you are blind in the matter, you are ignorant, you're vulnerable, and you're depending on that person's knowledge and expertise, they have to do their best to give the best advice that they think for you. But if they have any other motivation, that is like putting a stumbling block before the person who is blind in the matter, the person who is ignorant. And third, and finally, the area which I want to focus on is the well-known idea, which is quoted by Chazal in a number of places, most notably in the first parak of Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah, that is that you're not supposed to be helping another person do an Avera. That is to say, as the Rambam explains, you can also be blind by lust, blinded by your desires. You have such a desire to transgress a particular Avera that's clouded your judgment, you're blinded by desire, but for whatever reason, you can't transgress the Avera without the help of somebody else. So, for example, let's say you are a Nazir, you took a vow of abstinence from wine, and now you are just so desperate, you're blinded by your lust, your desire to drink, but you can't get to the wine, and someone else has access to wine, and you ask that person to give you wine. If they give it to you, you'll drink it. But if they don't give it to you, you can't violate. So really, your ultimate transgression is dependent on whether that person helps or not. So says the Gemara, in that scenario, it is prohibited to help someone else transgress, because by so doing so, you are, in essence, putting a michshol, a stumbling block, before that person who is blind, again, not literally blind, but blinded by their desire. Helping someone in a critical manner transgress an avera, which they couldn't have transgressed on their own without your help, is a violation of this prohibition of this Isser Doraisa of Lifnei Iver lo sitein michshol. There are a number of fascinating debates in Rishonim and Achronim around some of the details of this halacha, and I think if we study them carefully, we will see that underlying these debates is actually a very fundamental conceptual argument of how to understand this fascinating halacha. So, for example, what is the halacha? What would be the case if somebody wanted to transgress one of the cardinal three averos for which a Jew has to give up his or her life? For example, let's say a person wanted to worship idols, but they didn't have access to the idol, and for whatever reason you did, and they asked you to give them the idol, or they wanted to buy the idol from you, and if you don't give it to them, they cannot transgress, they cannot worship the Avodah Zarah, but if you do help them, they can. So says the Baal HaMa'or, one of the great Rishonim from southern France, that if a person were to actually give or sell that idol to the person and they couldn't have gotten it without you, not only did you violate Lifnei Iver, that's the easy part, but in fact, that is a capital offense. Just like Avodah Zarah itself, idolatry itself, to worship the idol is a capital offense. Yehareg v'al yavor, you have to give up your life rather than transgressing, worshiping idols. So too, says the Baal HaMa'or, a tremendous chiddush, not only worshiping idols itself, but helping someone else worship idols is also a capital offense, also Yehareg v'al yavor. And to this, a number of Rishonim, most notably the Ramban, say, what are you talking about? Yehareg v'al yavor, a capital offense? That's something like Avodah Zarah itself. Helping a person worship Avodah Zarah, not a good thing. A violation, in fact, of Lifnei Iver. That's bad. But let's not exaggerate. You can't call that a capital offense. You can't say that's Yehareg v'al yavor. You didn't worship Avodah Zarah. The other person did. All you did was help them get the idol. How are we to understand this fascinating debate? So many Achronim suggest that it's really dependent on this deeper, more fundamental, conceptual question. How do we understand Lifnei Iver? If we understand Lifnei Iver as being a prat, a detail, a subcategory of the 612 other mitzvos, then perhaps we can understand the Baal HaMa'or's seemingly radical position. That is to say, perhaps if you help a person sin, when we go up to the big accounting ledger in the sky, if you will, when we are categorizing what exactly is your transgression, perhaps every time you help a person sin, it is categorized as part of the mitzvah or that aveira itself, just to lower degree. So if you help a person violate Shabbos, that goes on your record as a Shabbos violation, not to the same degree as the person who actually violated, but still a Shabbos violation. And if you help a person violate Avodah Zarah, so that goes under your ledger, under your own responsibility as a form of Avodah Zarah. Well, if it's a form of Avodah Zarah, because you helped another person do Avodah Zarah, then we could understand why the Baal HaMor says that even you are a capital offense, and even you are violating a capital Aveira, a capital sin, Yiharag V'al Yavor. Alternatively, the Ramban apparently understands that that's not the case at all. That Lifnei Iver is not some chameleon that changes with each sin. It's one umbrella, general klali aveira. Whether you helped a person violate Shabbos, Kashrus, or idolatry, it doesn't matter. It's the same one umbrella aveira called Lifnei Iver. And that's bad. It's an aveira. But it's not a capital offense. That's one possible debate which would hinge on this issue. A second one from the Achronim is a very fascinating discussion by the Yad Malachai, the Pri Yitzchak, and others. Let's say you give a cup of wine to the Nazir, or you give somebody something that they wanted to do the Avera with, and in the end, they actually don't transgress. The Nazir never drank the wine. Obviously, they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't drink the wine. But did you violate anything by even giving them the wine? So some say, of course not. How could I be worse than the person who I gave it to? If they didn't sin, how could I sin? Makes a lot of sense. But how could others disagree? Some Achronim say, because really it's an Isser Klali, it's this general Aveira. And the general Aveira is, don't help a person sin. Whether they ended up sinning or not, you did help them, and therefore maybe you transgressed.